Good afternoon. Portland City Council will come to order.
Commissioner Leonard is here by the sound of his phone.
Is that him? It is 2 p.m. On Wednesday, March 10th, 2010. Carla, can you please call the roll?
Fritz?
Here.
Fish? Saltzman?
Here.
Leonard? Adams?
Here. Quorum is present. We'll proceed with our consideration of the agenda. Can you please read time certain emergency ordinance, item number 348?
Authorize application to the Broadband Technology Opportunity Program for a grant in the amount of $7,248,462 for public computing centers and training.
Commissioner Amanda Fritz.
I'm very excited to present this project called Connect Portland. But before I start, I'd like to move the amendment, which was distributed in the Tuesday packet, which is to increase the grant amount because we have increased matching funds commitments from our partners.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve the amendment. Anyone wish to testify on the amendment? Anyone, any further council discussion on the amendment?
No, but I think we have to wait for Commissioner Leonard. Not for the amendment?
No, it's an amendment to an emergency.
Okay.
Please call the roll. Please call the vote.
Fritz?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Amendment approved. Commissioner Fritz.
And this is an emergency ordinance because we need to apply for the grant by next week. And thank you, everybody, for being here today. This project is called Connect Portland. It's a broadband technology opportunity program, which is sometimes known as BTOP, which is a public computing center at grant application. This is a collaborative effort of 18 established community, educational, and government partners focused on securing federal stimulus funding under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act's Broadband Technology Opportunities Program. Connect Portland will address the critical need for broadband access by Portland's most vulnerable residents, more than a quarter of whom do not have computers in their homes. The reasons cited for not having computers include affordability and relevance. This grant addresses both issues head-on, and I know the mayor has talked about this over and over during the Portland Plan meetings, and we're all very excited that we're doing such a huge step to address these problems. The grant proposal, if funded, creates potential synergies and could also form a basis for possible extensions and partnerships if Google were to select Portland for a trial of its proposed ultra-high-speed broadband fiber network. The authorization for the city to respond to the Google request for proposals will be before the council next week, as that response deadline is March 26th. My staff and I are excited to be working with Skip Newbury in the mayor's office and Brendan Finn in Commissioner Saltzman's office on the Google application. Right now, Mary Beth Henry of the Office of Cable Communications and Franchise Management will present additional information on Connect Portland and introduce representatives of our partner organizations in this effort. Welcome.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, council members. As Commissioner Fritz said, Connect Portland will address the critical need for broadband access by Portland, Oregon's, and indeed greater Multnomah County's most vulnerable populations, including low-income, unemployed, elderly, children, minorities, and immigrants. Supported by a 35% funding match from our 18 partners, Connect Portland will dramatically expand public computers and broadband access, especially in low-income neighborhoods, with 787 new computer workstations and loaner laptops at 16 accessible locations, including libraries, community organizations, and community colleges. The project will also deliver targeted computer courses and job search assistance in 7 languages to more than 200,000 users annually. The project will include a robust curriculum of computer and job-related courses taught by paid and volunteer trainers and tailored to the specific identified needs of the vulnerable populations that the centers will serve. Curricula will run the gamut from basic computer skills to advanced job readiness training. Particular emphasis will be given to job skills and job search and resume preparation, English as a second language, computer literacy, effective online searching for public benefits or housing, and research skills. The Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission's recently completed needs assessment found that the number one communications need in Multnomah County was affordable internet access. The assessment also found that relevancy is an issue. Many in our community simply don't understand the relevancy of broadband internet to their lives. Connect Portland will address both access to the internet and relevancy. There is a nexus between one's quality of life and the quality of information they receive. Broadband must have a purpose. It must be relevant and meaningful. Content is the indispensable element of relevancy. Broadband internet can provide opportunities for people to find what they need to strengthen themselves and their families. They can use it to find a job, housing, or tools to manage finances in difficult economic times. This is the role of public purpose media, content that is created to be engaging and informative while facilitating action. Connect Portland creates this type of relevant content and provides the tools to access the internet to help these populations improve their lives. In conclusion, we ask for your support to apply for the BPTOP Public Computing Center grant application. And we have many of our partners here today who have signed up to testify. We're happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
I can see absolutely no downside to this. Can you?
Absolutely not.
All right, just checking.
It's a digital uplift for our region.
Ooh, I like that phrase. That's good.
That's going to come part of the
lexicon. I better write that down.
You'll be hearing that phrase a lot more.
Thank you. If you'd like to, do we have invited guests?
Yes, I think Carla can go ahead and, okay. We have so many partners, I don't have them all memorized.
Okay.
First three, please come on up, are Jean DeMaster, Glenn Rashke, and Robert Schmidt.
Good afternoon. Welcome to City Council Chambers. We're glad you're here. You just need to, for everyone today, you just need to give us your first and last name, and we'll have the count at 3 minutes, and hope you can stay within that. If you need to go longer, we'll let you go a little longer.
Okay, I'll start. My name is Jean DeMaster. I'm the Executive Director of Human Solutions, and our address is 12350 Southeast Powell in Portland, Oregon. We've come today on behalf of Human Solutions to present testimony to express our strong support for Connect Portland, the Public Computer Center, the expansion project. We realize that getting the federal stimulus funds from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act from the Broadband Technology Opportunities Program would be a great investment for our community and particularly for the area of Portland that Human Solutions serves. Our belief is that this project fulfills a number of very critical needs. First, it will expand broadband technology to unserved and underserved populations, including the homeless and low-income people. Secondly, it will create a network of computer and broadband access points across the community, which will enhance broadband usage for people who have limited or no access. It will provide broadband education, access, awareness, training, and support to very vulnerable populations. It will preserve and create jobs. And finally, it will promote the economic recovery, especially for people that are most affected by the current recession. At Human Solutions, we know that there's a critical need for expanded broadband access, especially for homeless and low-income people. Human Solutions provides social services to over 30,000 low-income people every year. Many of the people we serve are homeless. Many have income levels that are at the poverty level. They have low attainment levels, and these individuals do not have access to computers. They have barriers to using computers that will be overcome by this project. Although they are homeless or although they are low income, they still need access to computers for searching for jobs, for searching for housing, to obtain the benefits that they're entitled to resolve health and medical concerns, and to identify opportunities for themselves and for their children. In many cases, the children who we serve don't have computers in their homes, and yet computers are required just to do their homework every single day. Human Solutions will use this funding to create a public computer center in a new multi-service center that we're developing on 181st Street in Cooch. The center will be open to the public. In addition, it'll have 32 units of affordable housing and 15 units of housing for the homeless. The center will be used by thousands of people every day, and the Computer Access Center will facilitate their use of the Computer Access Center. We know that the staff of the program needs to be bilingual and multicultural and will be able to use the computer access service to provide assistance to people who don't have English as a first language. Finally, we know that people traditionally who are homeless and low income are left behind educationally, academically, in their employment, and in their personal success because they don't have access to computers. This project will correct that, and we strongly encourage your support. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hi.
Good afternoon. My name is Glenn Rashke. I am the Business Systems Analyst for Portland Parks and Recreation, 1120 Southwest Fifth Avenue, 1302. On Tuesday, the Federal Communications Commission provided us a glimpse to the draft proposal going before Congress on March 16th. This plan includes a digital literacy core and an online skills portal to help people familiarize themselves with computers and the web. The Fed goes on to say, in order to ensure long-term American competitiveness and prosperity, we must not leave one-third of the nation behind. The National Broadband Plan provides for a vision for federal, state, and local leaderships and partnerships with the private and nonprofit communities that will bridge the digital divide and transform America into a nation where broadband expands opportunities for all. Portland Parks and Recreation is about community. We provide a welcome and safe environment for both youth and adults to exercise their bodies and their minds. In 2009, Parks and Recreation served 764,920 citizens at the three community centers that are scoped in this project. I'll give more details on those sites in a moment. One of the ongoing goals of Parks and Recreation is to ensure access to all. Through the collaborative efforts of citizens, staff, businesses, and community groups, Parks 2020 Vision confirmed that outreach to Latinos, Asian Pacific Islanders were critical. Our outreach programs work with the youth of our communities to connect to the families. By connecting with the families, we can educate and assist in providing a process to navigate the services offered by the Bureau and the city at large. We will also be able to provide job skill tools for securing job opportunities by resume writing, interview training in native languages. These languages include Spanish, Somali, Vietnamese, Chinese, Russian, and English. Other job skill tools will include access to online social networks and online social media for job networking, English as a second language course, and linking the public directly to government and private organizations through the use of the information technology and broadband communication. On details about the three centers, the first site scoped is University Park Community Center, which is located in a mixed income community in North Portland, Portsmouth area. What we're looking at there is upgrading the current highly used and aging computer lab from 15 to 30 computers. East Portland Community Centers will receive 15 reservable netbooks for both on-site and off-site, and Southwest Community Center will have 15 reservable netbooks for both on-site and off-site. In all three cases, we will provide additional video security, improve network infrastructure, and provide video conferencing for training. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Robert Schmidt. I manage media services and bond technology manager for Portland Community College. And our address there is 9700 Southwest Capitol Hill Road, 97219. For our part of this, Portland Community College, this falls within our service area. And the charge of Portland Community College, of course, is to provide training and education to community and access to that in an affordable way and in as many ways as we possibly can. With at Portland Community College, we The department that I manage, we support video conferencing along with media service or media capture and video streaming. And those are all the parts of the components that we are going to supply to this grant. And what that'll mean to the end user will be that they can, with a laptop or a netbook or one of the computers at one of the centers, they'll be able to video conference possibly for a job interview. They'll be able to do maybe a mock interview. We'll be able to capture that. They'll be able to watch themselves back and be coached in how to do an interview, help them in that sort of training. Those netbooks will also give them access to be able to take courses at Portland Community College or any other colleges that offer online type courses as an educational component. The components that we are offering with this is a video conferencing bridge, which will allow that video conferencing activity to take place. And then the capture technology allows us to capture the audio of the video and maybe a computer presentation, and then to the end user gives them a user interface that they can easily navigate around and see the actual presentation. And we will store that on servers. It becomes basically a link so that we could compile a group of resumes, video resumes online by types of work, that sort of thing. So another part of it is streaming. We'd bring in streaming servers. Someone can capture and do some activities similar to capturing themselves, putting up on the video and watching themselves back, putting out educational type of programming. We think that this is relevant to people that are underserved in immigrant populations in the community, and we want to add that to our add that component to this grant in that way. A part of that is sustaining this for 3 years after we've implemented, and at the college we have staff already doing these things, so that will be a part of our continuing business or continuing services that we offer. And so we can continue to sustain it. And, of course, we have the matching ability to bring in some matching funds to help support the grant. Thank you.
Thank you all very much for your testimony. Next three.
Next three are Candace Jamison, Sean Kelly, and Cindy Gibbon.
Hi, welcome to City Council Chambers. Glad you're here. Who would like to begin?
Go ahead, Candace.
Okay. Hi, my name is Candace Jamison. I'm the Economic Recovery Coordinator for the Housing Authority of Portland. That's at 135 Southwest Ash Street, Portland, Oregon, 97204. So thank you, Mayor Adams and Council, for this opportunity to speak. Again, I come to you today on behalf of the Housing Authority of Portland to offer my support and partnership in the pursuit to expand the county's public computer centers. HAP serves, as you know, low-income families, seniors, and persons with disabilities across the county. Limited access to broadband disproportionately affects these communities who often can't afford broadband access or who don't understand its value. It is HAP's intent to build a culture of broadband use among our residents and our public and affordable housing properties. The expansion of public computer centers is a vital tool in doing so. The Connect Portland program will expand our capacity and the capacity to serve and support low-income households in the community. And for HAP's part in this, we will make the resources and the trainees prepared under Connect Portland known to our residents, ensuring that low-income households are able to take full advantage of this program. In a world that relies on broadband to communicate, those with restricted access are at a great disadvantage. The Connect Portland program would be an important tool in addressing regional economic disparities, and we know without this BTOP funding, we would not have the resources available to fund this program. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Sean Kelly, Work Systems. I'm at 111 Southwest 5th Avenue, Suite 1150, Portland, Oregon, 97204. Thank you for this opportunity to speak on behalf of this program. Work Systems operates the publicly funded and locally led one-stop service delivery system in Multnomah and Washington counties. And the system is known locally as WorkSource Portland Metro. And I'm here to support this program and on behalf of community members and customers of this system who would access this program. In the city of Portland, we operate three WorkSource centers where community members can access a wide array of resources, including career counseling, skill development, job training, and employment placement services. And currently, the WorkSource system, given this economy, is overwhelmed by the customer demand for these services. At present, we're serving annually about 40,000 community members, customers across the region, and the majority of these are low-income and unemployed. So based on the very large number of individuals across the region with limited English proficiency and who come to us with limited computer skills that would be required by employers, we launched a new program this year about 4 months back to support customers who want to build their skills in these areas in English and in basic computer literacy. We know that English language ability and basic computer literacy are fundamental to career success and also fundamental to an individual being able to access and navigate and take advantage of all the resources that are available in our system. And so after 3 months of implementing this new program, we're already facing waiting lists across the system. So this grant program is a perfect opportunity to help us expand these services to customers access our system by making commuter technology available to community members who've made a commitment to develop their skills both in English and in computer literacy. So our instructors will be able to download homework onto the laptops. Customers who don't have access to this technology at home will be able to check out laptops and to practice their new skills at a time and place that's convenient for them. The laptops will be loaded with language learning software as well as sort of computer tutorials, which will allow them to advance their skills on their own time. And we believe that about 5,000 students annually will benefit from this program. So we thank you for your support, and we're looking forward to this going through. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Cindy Gibbon, Access Services Manager from Multnomah County Library, 205 Northeast Russell Street here in Portland. As you all probably know, the public library has long been the place in the community to go for internet access, high-speed internet access. We've been offering that service in our libraries in Multnomah County since 1996, actually. But I'm here to tell you that we cannot do it alone. We can't meet the need that exists in this community alone. Of course, with the economic downturn, we've been seeing more and more people coming into the libraries with greater and greater needs. And right now, by the end of this fiscal year, we hope to have about 687 public computers available in our libraries countywide. That includes the New Kenton Library that just opened this week, and that includes the Troutdale Library, which we hope will open in the early summer. And some additional laptops that we've just been able to purchase through a grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. But with all that said, we still have about an 85% utilization rate across the county. And in lower-income neighborhoods, for example, the one that surrounds our Holgate Library, that utilization rate is actually over 90%. I calculated one time that that's just about enough time for one person to stand up and the next one to sit down in between sessions on those computers. And what that translates to is waits of an hour to 2 hours very frequently for then 1 hour of internet use. Imagine that you're an unemployed person and you need to come in and you need to update your resume. You need to check your email to see if an employer has contacted you. You need to fill out some job applications. And you can see that an hour barely scratches the surface of what someone needs. Fortunately, we have a few labs where we can offer people some additional time around the county. And the new laptops that we have for checkout with our wireless network are allowing people 2 hours. But We are also very happy that we've recently received a $200,000 grant from the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission to add another 180 laptops, and that becomes part of the matching funds for this BTOP proposal.
That's great.
If you add this up, what you'll see is that if the BTOP grant is funded, that would just about double the capacity that we have countywide for public internet access. We are here to offer our matching funds, the support of our expertise, the curriculum that we've developed, and we really hope that you will support this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next three are Farhira Omar, Naomi Pierce, and Michael Hay.
That's quick. Hi, welcome to Council Chambers. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Who would like to begin?
Go ahead down there. Ready?
Good afternoon. My name is Farhia Omar, and I'm the Programs Coordinator at Somali Community Services, located at 9123 Southwest Barber Boulevard in Portland. And I'm here to offer my support for the Portland Connect project. The Somali community has a major lack of access to computers. Our center has about 10 computers that students access daily, and the demand for computers and the number of people do not correspond at all. So we usually have, during the peak hours, you know, students sitting and waiting to access computers, and sometimes they end up going home and coming back the next day. And this project will really help us speed up the process, and it'll help us gain 15 desktop computers and 10 notebook computers. We will be able to provide job readiness skills, computer literacy, ESL training, housing search, and it's going to enable students to do their research and homework projects in a timely manner. We will also be able to provide jobs about 50 a year in the manufacturing, retail, and interpreting sectors. Somali Community Center usually bridges the gap between the mainstream service providers and the Somali community. And this project is going to enable us to be able to provide the computer literacy that's needed in the community. Usually with our households, most of the households don't have computers at home and they cannot afford one. And most of our community members are low income. So this project is really going to help us a lot, and I hope you really support it. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Naomi Pierce, and I'm the administrator of the North Portland Multimedia Training Center, which is a project of the Scanner Foundation. Thank you, Mayor Adams and commissioners, for allowing us to speak today. We are so excited to be a part of this project because we think it's a wonderful countywide project, and it's going to help all the people that have fallen on the other side of the digital divide. At least we're going to reach as many people as we can. We have two components to our project. One is that at the Scanner News Group site, which has been a former site for computer education, we will install 10 desktop computers for public access use, and we will have 20 laptop notebooks for loan to the public. That's one portion of one component of our project. The other portion is that we are going to provide outreach for the project, and this will be through the minority business, the Scanner News Group, and they are going to promote all the facets of the training and the access, including announcement of the funding when we get it, and the projects, the recruiting, and any ongoing updates throughout the time of the project. The Scanner News Group is also providing some in-kind and cash for administrative support functions and overhead expenses such as space, utilities, supplies, etc. So it is an exciting collaboration with the city and all its partners, and we're very interested in it. We are very supportive of it. Okay, now I'm going to channel Bernie Foster here for a minute. He would have been here instead of me, except he's on the board of pharmacy, and they're having a meeting today, so he couldn't be. He's very supportive of this project because he believes that people are personally responsible for the health and vitality of their community. And he does support all the nonprofits that are involved in the project. The project has a component where you could also enlist what they call disadvantaged businesses. He doesn't like that term. He would prefer to say minority businesses or businesses that, you know, especially in this economic downturn, are really hurting. We feel this project is very heavy on the nonprofit side. He feels that, channeling for him. And you know, I guess it's just, you know, it would be his, you know, in his best ideal situation that there would have been more use of these disadvantaged businesses in these proposals. Other than that, I mean, we are still very much behind it. We're glad that we are able to use it, a disadvantaged business in our component, and we're basically 100% behind the proposal, and we appreciate you being behind it too.
Good afternoon, and thank you for hearing all of us as we testify towards this BTOP proposal here. My name is Michael Hay. I'm the Chief Information Officer at Mount Hood Community College, and Mount Hood has a significant mission, if you will, around transforming lives and building communities. And as such, we have some specific goals around resource development that we're trying to activate to complement our programs and expand our programs. So we would like to ask for your support of the BTOP grant here so that we can continue to expand our programs. We are specifically going to target our areas in the Maywood Park area, as well as our Steps East campus, both those satellite campuses, to bring more internet access, training, and classes to those particular areas. In addition, our libraries, our public libraries, and the one on the Gresham campus is also going to be expanded over into the Maywood Park area. And so this grant will provide the opportunity as well to bring more access. And similar to the Multnomah County person that was just talking here, our public libraries are heavily accessed with people demanding and needing internet access. At any given time during the day, you can see our laptops in those environments sold out. And we specifically expect that to happen elsewhere. So our goal is to serve both the digital natives as well as the digital immigrants into our world and to provide access in a significant way. And we're partnering with our own funds, our own expertise, as well as leveraging other grants as well. For example, we're participating in the Oregon Health Network to bring other activity in. So we're doing all we can to take advantage of our resources and complement those with other resources to expand access to the citizens of the Portland community. Thank you.
Thank you all very much for your testimony. Really appreciate it.
That's all who signed up.
Does anyone else wish to testify that has not yet? All right.
Could I just ask Mary Beth to come up for one final question? Our partners have all graciously reported on the different kinds of matches that they're going to be given. Could you briefly comment? There's $40,000 for City of Portland, and then there's the ongoing piece after the grant is done. Could you just very briefly touch on that, please?
Certainly. Just in terms of the time frame, the federal government has to make a decision on the grant per Congress's requirement by September 30th of 2010. So we'll know by that time whether we're successful. In terms of the City of Portland's match, it's in-kind match. So, for example, University Park Community Center is dedicating a space to the computer center that is going to be open and available to the public with really long hours, whatever the hours of the University Park Community Center is. So that match is in kind. Overall in the project, the match is both cash and in kind. but the city of Portland's is in kind. In terms of ongoing, when we are successful with this grant, because we want to think very positively, it's a really powerful grant proposal, there will be an ongoing requirement for the city of Portland, and this is required as part of the grant proposal, that we have to commit that we will make the program sustainable. Now, what we've tried to build into the project is some factors. For example, Free Geek is a partner who couldn't be here today. So once this initial round of computers reaches its useful life, Free Geek is going to step in, and if we haven't been able to identify, but we think we will be able to identify additional grants for the technology, they're going to step in not only to take all of the computers that are part of this project and repurpose them, either fix them or use their parts to make more computers. So they're a great sustainable partner. But for the city of Portland, we would have to commit to ongoing funding for 1.5 positions. And the role of these positions, which just for the sake of the grant proposal we're calling Community Technology Program Manager, the role of that position and support staff would be to identify additional partnerships and additional grant funding so that the program could continue. Because we've been able to assemble in 5 weeks' time 18 very enthusiastic partners, and I think that is testament to the need for broadband internet access and tools to access the internet. It's really become a utility in our lives. So there is an ongoing commitment, but you don't have to make that commitment today.
Thank you.
That would come when you accept the grant.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Carla, would you please call the vote?
Fritz? Well, as Mary Beth said, this has been put together in 5 weeks, and the fact that you've all stepped up to assist is wonderful. Thank you. And as Mary Beth said, it's testament to the need in the community and also to the wonderful work in our cable staff on the Mount Hood Regulatory Commission and with our community partners, which is ongoing. Ms. Pierce mentioned about the disadvantaged businesses and minority businesses, and certainly as we move forward and when we get the grant, we can continue to look at ways to include more and more partners. So I appreciate that that comment. The future commitment would be for the maximum of $200,000 to support the staff position starting in 2013. So I'm confident that we will be able to meet that match, and certainly appreciate the fact that so many partners are stepping forward today so that we can put in this grant. Thank you very much to the cable staff for all of your good work. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, this is a great proposal, and I want to commend Commissioner Fritz and Mary Beth Henry and her office and all the partners here for stepping up. I'm very hopeful that we will earn this or get it awarded to us. Sounds great. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Adams?
Well, really excellent work, Commissioner Fritz, and to our great team at Office of Cable and Franchise Management, and to all of our community partners. Let's go out and get this. Happy to vote aye.
Just before you gavel, I wanted to also mention that Commissioner Fish couldn't be here today, but I do want to recognize his partnership with Portland Parks and Recreation is also key to this. Thank you.
So approved. We are in recess.
Watch you.
Like you might get bruised one day.
I know, I might.
You can just put that.
It's like the fourth time today I forgot to say thank you.